And let's go into session number 65. Today, what we're going to do is we're going to practice abandoning states. Now, literally, what this is like dropping something. Okay, we explored a little tiny bit of this yesterday in a weird way, but we're going to make this with a twist, right? Now, before yesterday, we were taking a handful of peanuts out of the bag and putting them back. A handful of peanuts out of the bag and putting them back, except for the two that you've eaten. Now, what we want to do is think about the state of abandonment, because Neville basically says to become disinterested, to become neutral about the negative. Okay, don't go to war against it. Become neutral about it. So, to do this, the quote that you just read has a very fascinating power of perspective, because think about this. Rich people can view poverty. Poor people can view riches. But they're very different experiences. Both sets of people can experience both poverty and wealth, but the wealthy person really gets to experience wealth. They really get to experience it full on. But they can look at poverty at a distance. On the other hand, the poor person can experience wealth at a distance. They don't get to fully experience it, but they get to judge it. They get to look at what the rich person does, stuff like that. So what I want you to do, any time that you notice a negi show up in your mind, stop, but don't stop it. Stop and view it from the exact opposite. In other words, if you're upset, right? And an upset can be defined as almost anything. Get it? Yeah, that's why we're just sticking with the generic term. Anytime you experience an upset and you notice it, that means that there's something noticing the upset. So you instantly have some distance from it. So if you experience a poverty-based thought, stop. And notice how much richer you are because you've noticed it. You're not going to let it run rampant. Yeah, that would make you smaller than that. But just the mere act of you noticing it means there's some distance. It means that you've got the capacity to walk away from it. And so, great example. I remember I walked into a room one day and I was not all that confident. I just was beat. And I realized, wow, I'm not all that confident. And I asked myself, wow, are you sure about that? And I said, yeah, I'm sure I'm not confident. And so then I noticed, you know what? I'm very confident that I'm not confident. And just with that tiny little escalation right there, I was able to bring the power of confidence into my life. You know, I noticed one day that I was trying to choose between two kinds of peanut butter, right? This is a long time ago. And it's like, well, that's the kind I want, but that's the kind that's on sale. I wonder what the on sale one is like. And I thought, oh, hold on. Do I want to buy what I want, or do I want to buy what's on sale? Because the price difference of a nickel really doesn't matter all that much. And so as soon as I noticed that poverty kind of thinking, I can afford either kind of peanut butter, so can you. And as soon as I notice that, again, the attitude shifts because I'm distant from it. Again, I can experience the thought of, well, Skippy or Jif, well, Skippy's what I want, but Jif's on sale, and you really get all wrapped up in that. In other words, a state of confusion. Or I can step back and get clear. What do I want? I'm clearly confused because I'm thinking about what do I want versus what's on sale, and that's confusing me. And I'm very clear that that's confusing me. And so I'm going to step back into a state of clarity. So any time that you experience a feeling, a thought, a story, and that's what they are, they're stories, stop back and tell a story about the story. So, you know, I'm anxious. The mail hasn't come today. I wonder what's going to go. I wonder if it's going to be in the mailbox. And, oh, it could be something wonderful. I remember when, again, I'm giving you some different examples here. I'm not spelling the formula out, but I'm demonstrating it. I remember when I was a little anxiety prone about the mail. A long time ago. And so I can become the spectator of that state. There's a couple tricks that we've demonstrated in here, but let's nail this lesson with a principle. You can be the participant of a state or the spectator of it. You can be the participant of poverty or the spectator of poverty. You can be the spectator of riches or the participant of riches. The choice is yours. The question is, whenever something pops up, again, I saw a disturbing thing on the internet today. I could have become a participant in that. Oh my God, or I can go, oh yeah, wow, cool. I'm going to walk away from that and fill my head full of good stuff. And by becoming the spectator of it, again, what I'm asking you to do today is to realize that you can create the state of participant around anything, or you can create the state of spectator around anything. These are two very particular, powerful states, and you can, again, use them toward any content. Okay, I can spectate, look at something from far away, or I can participate in it. So I don't have to change the content, but I can change my position. And that's the lesson today. Change your position. Anytime an upset shows up, move to the position of spectator. Step back. And we've demonstrated some ways to do that. Listen to this recording a lot. And when something good shows up, make sure that you're participating in it. Dive in. Become part of the in crowd. It's funny that they call it that, isn't it? That's it for today. My name is Mr. 2020. Have a wonderful day. See ya. By the way, glad you stuck around. The way this applies to manifesting mastery is this. You know, if you're going to master your manifesting power, you get to realize that it's not just the content that matters. It's the distance. In the Manifesting Love Pack, we talked about seeing your ideal mate as very, very happy and seeing them at the distance that you would dance with them with. And by doing that, you're doing what you'd be if you were in a relationship with them. You would be close to them, seeing them happy. If your folks would be on, I must make us both happy all the time, that'll drive you crazy. But on the other hand, just simply seeing yourself close to someone and seeing them happy. We've brought the distance of participating in happiness together without forcing it. Okay, have fun with this one. See ya.